for Aska Drunken Dwarf! Right here on the Gentle Silverwing Show! I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And down here in the mailbag, I am Cheez-It Nibblebuns, and I'll be reading your questions to the Drunken Dwarf! Are you ready, Dwarf?
Yeah, well, I'm blind stinking drunk!
Then let's get to the first letter! Dear Drunken Dwarf, sometimes I feel like we're living out someone else's whims.
Ooh.
Like a puppet on a string.
Uh-oh.
And there are people watching my adventures from all over the world.
Mm.
What should I do? Signed, being watched from under my bed in the Bobbleshire.
Well, that is a serious problem. I would suggest, moving just a little bit to the right. Just a little bit more. There we go. Hey, that's a nice picture on your wall.
Oh, Dwarf, that's not very nice.
Next question!
Dear Drunken Dwarf,
mm.
Sometimes I feel like men just don't listen to a word that I say. How can I gain the respect and admiration that I deserve with the males in my life? Signed, Chainmail Bikini and New Hollis!
Yes.
Dwarf? Dwarf!
Sorry about that. Was a million miles away.
A million miles away? Thinking about what?
Chainmail bikinis?
It's kind of cold in Hollis, too.
What did the letter say?
I don't remember.
Screw it.
Yeah, probably wasn't important anyway.
Next question!
Dear Drunken Dwarf,
yes.
I have a dilemma.
Ooh.
While hunting the Tower of Frozen Shadow the other night, I noticed a strange, permeating stench.
Ooh.
At first, I thought it was the massive, unkept monsters that inhabit the area.
Mm-hmm.
But to my horror, I discovered it was our tank,
who
hasn't apparently bathed all this season. I don't want to offend him, but something must be done before the last of my nose hair retreats up inside my head and throttles my brain.
Ooh.
What should I do? Signed, Whiffed Snow Bunny and Great Divide.
There can only be one solution. Rabid Skunk!
A rabid skunk?
Yeah, I said rabid skunk!
Well, what would they do with a rabid skunk?
Well, they're trying not to offend the guy, right?
Well, yeah.
Well, what you do is you release the skunk, push him toward the guy, let him spray his little skunk stuff all over him, and then suggest that he takes a frigging bath!
But what's the guarantee that the skunk's not gonna turn around and spray everyone?
I guarantee nothing!
Oh, but Dwarf, what do you know?
Nothing! But you know, if that doesn't work, just have him take his chest plate off and aim him at the mobs. Maybe the stench will drop him like flies!
Oh, good lord!
Next question!
Dear Drunken Dwarf,
yeah.
I met this great girl at the Incy Wincy Spider last week.
Oh.
She's smart, she's cute, she's a powerful wizard, she's an expert provisioner and can play the piano. There's only one problem.
What could it be?
I can't remember her name!
Yeah.
What should I do? Signed, Absent-Minded Lover in South Kinos!
Oh, that's a problem!
I would say so.
There's only so long you can get away with Hun and Hey Toots!
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's, yeah. But, as many things in life can be, this can be solved with one thing.
Really? What's that?
Ale!
Ale!
Cheez-It!
Yes,
bring me
one!
Thank you very much.
Now, how can this be solved with ale?
Simple. Get her blind, stinking drunk! And while she's unconscious, go through her purse!
Does that really work?
More times than I care to admit.
Well, that's all the time we have for Ask a Drunken Dwarf this week on the Jethro Silverwing Show.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheez-It Nibblebuns, reminding you that you can ask your questions to the Drunken Dwarf by writing Drunken Dwarf at Kithacore.org.
That's right! And you can find all of our social links by going to Kithacore.org/social.
And now, back to Elkin Jenna and Jethro!